Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Give the Lord a shout. Worship Him. Father, we praise You. We thank You. So thankful. We thank You from the beginning to the end, Lord. We thank You for every word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with Him. And all things were created by Him and through Him. Through Him. And without Him was not anything created that was made. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. You can take your seats, but stay right here. In order that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. Say, if God is for me, and He is, nothing can be against me. This is the greatest, most opportune season of all time. This is an hour unlike any other. And the reason is because God is speaking. Now, the word of the Lord is sure. It comes to pass every time, all the time, anytime. It comes to pass. But when you think about how God does what He does, it's encouraging sometimes to know what to look for and what not to get discouraged about that you may not see. We have a tendency to look for the things we ask for, thinking that God is going to circle around, listen to what we said, make adjustments, and then make it happen. And oftentimes we think that's the word or the hand or the will of God. But the word says, before we were known by anyone, God knew you and He predestined you. So the question is how close is the word of God? How close is the answer? And then keeping in mind God's design, His creation of humanity was His image. He made you to look just like Him. Say, I look just like God. He made you to think just like Him. And He made you to remember just like Him. He made you to remember the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. And on Father's Day, we actually celebrated. We received communion. Jesus said, as often as you do this, He said, remember, remember. And God has been speaking to us about the memory, about the seed, and how close that word and how close that power is to us. So you don't forget, so you remember. Because when you remember what God has said, and here's what's so great about it, only the Spirit of God is going to quicken you to remember what He said. To remember. And there are things that God has said about you. There are things about the seed that you are that you have no clue as to what it is. That's why He said, God, the Word says, God wills to do exceedingly beyond all that we know to ask or think. So far beyond. Your needs aren't met. Your needs are more than men. This isn't another time where we stand here and we wait. This is the dawn of a new insight. This is a dawn of a new understanding. This is a new season. God is with you to do great and mighty things. Not just to get through life. Not just to feel better. But to remember how better you are. When the Spirit quickens the mind, remember everything Jesus did. He said, listen, He said, this isn't really me as a man doing anything. He said, what I'm doing because I'm remembering how it was done. I'm remembering what the Father said. I'm remembering what I saw the Father do. I remember. The Word of God is so close to you. You need prophecy to wake it up. Every single thing that you have need of isn't in a distance. It isn't in the tomorrow that's coming. It isn't a few minutes from now. It's right here, right now. But the distraction of distance and time can be so overwhelming that you forget to remember. I often think one of the greatest sins is amnesia. When you know whose you are, you're going to remember who you are. When you remember whose you are, not God that is just able to create, not God that wanted to create, not God that had a thought, not God that had a plan that was foiled or messed up or fell out of order or out of orbit, but the God that created and designed you in such a way that you know how to do nothing else but glorify Him. There is nothing outside of purpose. There is nothingness outside of purpose. And everything about you, every healing you'll ever pull on, every word of faith you'll ever draw on for peace of mind, everything you'll ever think you need, every word of deliverance, every word of encouragement, every sense of caring and kindness and love and peace and wisdom, everything and anything that you're ever going to need or think you need, or ask God to give you, or ask God to bring to pass, everything, every enemy you're going to ask God to keep away from your doorstep. Every negative intention, all evil could be assigned under one thing: outside of purpose. Because God created all things, everything, for His purpose. For His pleasure, they were and they are created. And through times from ancient days to present days, we've suffered one of the greatest sins, amnesia. We've forgotten who He is, so we don't remember whose we are. And when we remember whose we are, we start remembering who He is. He is the God of all ages. He is the God of all time. He is the God of all peace. He is as present with you as He is powerful. He is as present with you as He is holy. He is as with you, as present with you, as He is God. Because He is the purpose of all things. When God created man, what God said is, I'm going to give purpose a body. I'm going to make purpose. I'm going to form purpose. And all the attributes and all the elements of purpose are going to be created. And God reached down, the Word says, He took the dust of the earth and He formed humanity, mankind, male and female. We have far less choices to make. You have far less choices to make than you think you do. I have the right to choose. You really have no right to choose when you've been chosen. He said, this life isn't yours, it's mine. My body, my choice. His body, His call. We don't have those choices. Who told you you have those choices? We don't have the choice to choose our identity. He chose us, the Word says, in Himself. Whether you believe or obey or not doesn't change the fact that God has chosen you in Himself. He created you. He gave you your life. You didn't call out your name. He did. Whatever it is you go through, whatever experiences or times, there isn't a thing you could ask God for that isn't a part of who He created you to be. And when you remember that, like the woman with the issue, the Word says that she said to herself, she remembered, and she said, when I touch the hem of His garment, I'm going to be made whole. The blind man at the side of the road, Bartimaeus. The leper, the 10 lepers. Interestingly enough, they came to Christ, but when He healed them, in every case, He pointed His finger at them and said, Your faith made you whole. He healed them of Him, through Him, and to Him. But the how and the why is very interesting to me, because the answer is there. The how, He's God. And what He created you to be is all on the inside. That's why He warns us, doubt not in your heart, but believe. No weapon formed against me will prosper. It's not something we're supposed to meditate. It's an awareness that we have. I have nothing to fear. Only good will happen to me. It's a mind that we take on, not that we went and found, but that we take it on by remembering. What are we remembering? Every purpose God made you in. He created you before you were. The Word says in Amos chapter 4, verse 13, He said, I shared my thoughts with you. I wonder if anybody really heard that. God Almighty, the Creator of everything we see, things we don't see, the visible, the invisible, the one we call to, the eternal God, the ever-present God, the ever-graceful God, the ever-loving God, the Almighty God, said, I shared my thoughts with you. Didn't mean one day God said, hey, I'm sharing something with you. It literally means God put His thoughts. You are made up of the thoughts of God. You are the intentions of God. You are the created purpose of God. And what the Holy Spirit does is say, remember who He created you to be. Remember how well you are. Remember how joyful you are. Remember how prosperous you are. We're not waiting for a time. God is calling people to believe Him, to take over major, major corporations, step in major roles of government and kingship and leadership, to dominate by the kingdom of God. It's the only real power. Everything else is an illusion. It's not a battle. It's a call. It's not a fight. It's not trying to bring this person in and trying to bring that person in. It's a revelation. Not I'm going to try or I'm going to do. I'm being revealed. The purpose of God is being revealed in me. Prophecy is so profoundly important. Grab onto it. Get hungry for that Word of God. Elisha knew what to do. He just chased down the Word of God. He wasn't after a man. He was pursuing an anointing. And he didn't want what he saw. He wanted more than he saw, because he knew where the anointing came from. And Elijah even said, stay back. And he said, I'm not staying back. As long as your footprint is on the earth, I'll be right behind it. It's, what is that? How do you know to remember? We are the essence of the prophetic Word of God. We are his body. We are the church. We are the Word of God. What else could we be? Nothing exists outside of who he is, and he spoke everything into existence. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is not just what you hear, it's things you don't even know to remember. God, do you understand? God, Elohim. Mighty God, El Shaddai. Lord, that does what? He heals you. How? He, by his Spirit, touches you. We think we have to just, when we pull on heaven, remember, we wrap that rope around our neck, our shoulders, because we're saying this is how close it is. Jesus said, pursue the kingdom of God. Pursue it, seek it first. And then he said, guess where it is? Inside of you. It's within you. It's within the purpose in you. And the only thing that keeps it ineffective is amnesia. You forget. That's why the Word says, remember. And the Holy Spirit will bring these things to your remembrance. God created purpose and he called it man. And he said, within man, I will put everything, and this is what I want. I want a relationship with purpose. In the beginning, God created man, and he created them. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. You'll never get away from that. You're blessed. If you don't believe in it, you may not enjoy it, but if you do, you will. Don't be deceived thinking that because of the price of fuel and the economy and the perplexity of nations that we were told about in the Word, because we're living in that day, don't be deceived thinking that it's out of control. You only get healed when you think you're sick, but you see the healing virtue of Jesus. The woman only became healed when she remembered she didn't have to be sick. I remember who I am. I pray all the time. My prayer sometimes consists of I remember. I remember the kingdom. That's what Jesus did. I remember the Father. I remember my purpose. I remember the glory. I remember. I know where I came from. I remember. I'm redeemed by the everlasting blood of the eternal covenant. Jesus poured his blood into me. I remember. My heart beats synchronized with God. Fear what? Fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm with you always, from one end of the world to the other. I'm God. He is as present with you as he is powerful. Remember. He said the Holy Spirit is going to quicken you. It's not that the Holy Spirit flies up and grabs down a gift from God and brings it and puts it on you. This incredible thing called redemption, salvation, is more than us getting out of jail. It's more than us being forgiven. It's purpose being revealed. God only did that because of the great purpose that he put within us, because the wages of sin is death, but the purpose was greater than the sin. It was greater than the action. The purpose always overwhelmed. God's giving into your hands kingdoms and nations and
authorities and powers and silvers and golds and yeses and amens, and this is the way it's going to be, and these are the laws and these are the covenants of God. I believe in the kingdom of God being manifest in the earth, just exactly like Jesus said, not some weird out there type of theology, but just God. I just believe God. I believe when he said the kingdom of God must be manifest in the earth as it is in the spiritual realm. God said, let me make purpose in my image. When Jesus came, he was purpose reborn. Second Adam, last Adam, living, quickening spirit. He's before all things. But don't be conformed into the idea that the world's in trouble. The earth God made is perfect and perfectly seasoned for this season of time. This moment, this element of power. The word says that God anointed a man. We call him John the Baptist because he baptized people. He was baptizing them into repentance. It was like a washing of consciousness. You're about to remember something. You're about to see something that's going to remind you. And the word says, but he declared he was not the light, but he was prophesying, he was foretelling, he was prepared, he was set before the light to declare the light is coming. And then one day he looks up and the word says, he says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And really, if you think about sin, what is it? It's amnesia. It's forgetting who you really are. Because if you really remembered who you are and whose you are, you'd never do what you did in disresponse to who he is. That's why the word says, when we see him, we will be like him, for we will see him for who he is. Literally meaning we will see what we are and who we are. And when you see the fullness, the abundance of what you are, and what keeps that out, when you see that abundance, that fullness, you're no longer afraid of what your enemies can do to you. You're not concerned about what Satan or the devil or demons or, I mean, Jesus called Judas a devil. He called Peter the devil. He called people demons. They're all around you. Someone, a devil may be sitting right next to you right now and you won't even know it. But what God wants you to do is he wants you to remember who he is. The word says that the light came into the world. And the darkness, all evil, the only change, there will never be a man that will be voted into office that will have the power to do what needs to be done. But there are men and women anointed into offices that God is going to do through them all that he wills to be done, because he said every jot, every tittle, every word that I've written, he said, I'm going to bring it to pass, and I'm going to do it through purpose. And you're it. That's why he came and he spoke so influentially, so powerfully, so enlightenedly. And the word says that the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness could not apprehend it, comprehend it, hold it back, still it, stop it, or hinder it in any way. Because the purpose you are prevails. But it's a memory. Again, the power of a seed is its memory. It remembers where it came from, and it turns into exactly where it came from and what it came from. This memory is prominent today. This memory is this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This outpouring you're waiting for is remembering who he is and whose you are. Remembering the authority and the power. Not just trying to get out of a tough spot. Not just waiting for him to come and snatch you out. But waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to be revealed in the earth. That the kingdom of God is revealed. There isn't anything that you need, not anything. There isn't a shield that you need that isn't prominently already placed around you. But when you forget, you believe what someone is saying, that could be damaging to you. And it's not what they do, it's what you believe that does the damage. Amnesia is your greatest enemy. You forget who you are because you forget whose you are. There's an envelope of time, there's a moment, there's a season right now that light is in the world. He said, reach for me while you hear me. Look and hunger, pull on that rope. Seek the kingdom of God. Jesus came, the word says, and he was the light. Light is the element that quickens the mind. Light is the element that reveals the invisible. Light is the element that removes the darkness. Light is the element that quickens the memory. Your brain doesn't work when you see something without light. You can be looking at it, but when light hits it, again, the eye doesn't see it. The eye looks at it. We have a lot of lookers today in the world, but we need seers. And if you're not one, get close to one. Hunger for one. Look for the prophetic anointing of God. Get hold of somebody that believes the word of the Lord and it's their life. And live in the life of that word. Believe the word. Bury yourself in the word. Seek for the word of God for yourself. Look for the word. Do something, but do something now that conveys the light. Looking doesn't do. Seeing does. The word says he came into the world, and the world he made, no one knew him that made it. They didn't know who he was that made them. But he reminded them. He had given them the word, but the word, the written word, wasn't enough. Because the written word tells you what is written, but it doesn't tell you it's you. The Holy Spirit says, this is you. This great word, it's you. This amazing purpose, it's you. You don't love because you chose to love. That's funny. You don't forgive because you chose to forgive. You love because you remember you love. You forgive because you remember, not that you were forgiven, you remember you do forgive. You remember that attribute of God. We remember it's the Spirit of God within us. It's the purpose, the seed, the call, the word. The word of God is more than something said. It's something remembered that God put inside you himself. He branded you with his word. He breathed the ruach of God into your soul. And he said, you'll always have the ability, remember, 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 remember. Why is it when a word is spoken, someone gets healed? Why did the woman touch the garment? Because that seed that said, you're well, came alive. It was quickened. Bartimaeus wasn't meant to live blind. He was meant to see that God would be glorified. When Jesus called him, Jesus didn't say, I made you whole. He said, your faith, because I made you whole. I formed you whole. Even if you were born blind, I made you whole. Remember, 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 remember. And the Holy Spirit, he will remind you in such an influential, undeniable way, you remember. And Paul said, I found a secret, a mystery to the treasure locked within. He said, I forget everything behind that denounced, denied, argued against who he made me to be. Forgetting those things behind, I press forward for the mark, the prize, the upper calling of God. I forgot what I wasn't supposed to remember And I remembered what I didn't know I had forgotten. Remember. I was made blessed. You were dressed in royal garments. Someday you remember that. I hope you remember. I pray you remember now. But you may not remember if you're busy chasing the devil. You may not remember if you're reminding the devil of who he is. Who in God's name ever told anybody to do that? That is not only not in the scriptures, it is unscriptural. You remember how truthful God is. You don't have to remember what a liar he is. You remember the truth. And when you know the truth, you can't be lied to. That battle is over, and you never had to raise a fist. Glorify God and God alone. There's only one identity that belongs to man, and that's the one God has given him. Only one. Everything else is a lie. It's a figment of your imagination. It's a rouge. It's a facade. It's a specter. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist in the body of truth and true identity and purpose. You didn't make yourself, so you can't choose. If a rock is made a rock, it can't choose to be a bowl of water. If an olive tree is made to be an olive tree, it can't choose to be a grapevine. And the Word teaches us that. You were not born to be overcome. You were not born to live suffering through life. The suffering we do feels good. Because the suffering we do is putting away the old past, the dead man. How do I do that? I just remember who I am. The battle is not mine, it's God. It's God's battle. The victory belongs to me. Jesus didn't say, work for the peace, look for the peace. He said, peace I give to you. My peace, I leave it with you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You're going to remember and get healed. You're going to remember and your joy is going to return to you. You're going to remember and you're going to stop being afraid of your uncles and your sisters and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your boss and the government. You're going to remember whose shoulders the government rests on. You're going to remember who you are. As you remember whose you are. You are the planting of the Lord. The seed has every single thing inside of it. All it needs to do is die to itself and it'll turn right back into what it came from. So will you. Remember, remember, remember. His blood was a call to memory. His body was a sanctification of mind. And his life was the quickening and awakening of that purpose that you are. Not just something in you, but literally the seed that you are. No one can put their hand on you. No one can do you harm. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who know they are called according to his purpose. What keeps the darkness away? I know in whom I have believed. I know who I have believed. Therefore, I know who I am because I know whose I am. God is present with you. As he is powerful. He's as present with you as he is loving. He's as present with you as he is kind. He is as present with you as he is good. And all that that is, you're not trying to do it. You're not trying to love. You will never try to love and be successful at trying. When you remember that you love, you will love. Remember not of works, lest any man... 2022, we're still trying to work our way to righteousness. I'm trying to overcome. I'm trying to put the devil under my feet. I'm trying to be victorious. What are you trying for? Remember, it is finished. He hung it up on the cross and said, done. And do you know what he purged? We think he went and just took the devil and stripped him of his power on the cross. No, devil fell. Jesus said he already fell like lightning. Don't tell me how subject he is to you. Of course he's subject to you. I don't want you talking about that. I want you to rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you know what that was all about? How did he defeat the devil? By cleansing your consciousness. Telling you, hey, you're free. You're not a misfit. You're not a freak of nature. You're not a mess up. You're a purpose. Stand up and walk in it. Believe the Lord your God. Believe his prophets. God will establish you. He will increase you. You don't have to. Where you're going, where God is calling you, those of you that have an ear to hear, you're not going to have to wrestle. You're going to present like a prophet presents a word, and it will come to pass. You're going to throw the bait in the water just exactly like Jesus said. Go out there and catch a fish. You don't have to hunt for it. Just throw it in the water. It'll grab the bait. Everything you need is inside. We've worked too hard. We've worked too long. And we've worked too ineffectively. The earth was cursed. The whole earth was cursed because man did one thing. He forgot to remember. And God said, the earth is cursed. I didn't do it. You did it. It's not because there was evil. It's not because there was a serpent. It's not because the tree was bad. God said, every tree in the garden is good. Just don't touch that one. Because the moment you do, you're going to realize you disobeyed me. You don't know what that feels like, and I don't want you to. But you have to obey me. Just don't touch it. The tree is good. It looks good. It's good for fruit. But the minute you touch it, you're going to know what it feels like to be condemned. You're going to know what it feels like to doubt God. You're going to know what it feels like to forget. And it'll kill you. Remember, Jesus redeemed. He brought us back to the memory of who he has purposed us to be. And Jesus said, watch how I do it. Listen to what I'm saying. First of all, everything I say and everything I do because I saw the Father do it. I remember. I remember. I remember that's all I am. When Peter said, far be it from you, Lord. When Jesus said, I'm going to the cross and I'm going to die and be dead for 3 days and raised by the glory of the Father. Peter, thinking he was being a good guy, a good friend, said, far be it from you, Lord. And Jesus said, Satan? Peter wasn't possessed. Satan, get behind me. Why? Because the last thing the devil wanted Jesus to do was go to the cross and die. I know that may not be what's preached, but that's the truth. But it still wasn't the devil. Jesus is saying, if the devil could speak, that's exactly what he would say too. And I love it. He said, Peter, when you remember, when you're converted, you're going to strengthen the church. When you remember, and you're going to remember. Because I'm sending you the gift of the Holy Spirit from on high, and he's going to fill you with power. There is power coming from on high into the body of Christ. There is power coming from on high into the church. And you know where that on high is? It's that elevated mind towards Christ that Paul said, I'm pressing for the mark, the prize, the high calling of God. I found it. It's not far away. It's on the inside of me. Nations will bow to the God that you believe in. Nations will serve the God you serve. Companies, corporations, mega marketers, the economy will surrender to the God that you serve, the purpose that you remember. God rules in the nations of the earth. No one can harm you. No one can stop you. No one can ruin your good name. The Lord is with you to do great and mighty, mighty things. Great, great, great and mighty things. So great, so elevated, so mighty, so glorious. Because He said, who I predestined, I predestined for glory. So glorious in the earth, right here, right now, on this perfect planet God made and blessed. The largest endeavors the most miraculous visions. You see, when you do what the word of the Lord is, whether God speaks to you in a dream or a vision or by the mouth of a prophet, the moment you remember, it draws virtue from every spectrum of light that Jesus is, and it's a creative force that just makes it happen. How important is it to take dominion of the essence? It is of the essence. It is our call. And how do we do that? By remembering. Fear goes away. Walls go away. Nets go away. There's no safety measures in faith. You can't live safe and by faith at the same time. But faith will catch you. Faith will keep you. Faith will guard you. Faith will shield you. You may think that you're doing something right because you decided to. You're only going to do right because you remember to. It's a memory God already put on the inside of you. He made you to love. He made you to forgive. He made you to care. He made you to be kind. He made you to be wise. He made you to be blessed. There's a lot of people who will never be blessed, and they'll find a reason around it, and that's all right. If that's what you want to believe. We've stepped into a day where you're going to see faith make itself, its invisible self, known. In such prominent ways, ideas that will stagger the mind, just like Jesus did when he spoke the word, and it staggered the minds of the people that have read that same word forever. But Jesus said, I'm remembering in this body the word, and look what it's doing in the earth. He took the distance out of the way. And what was that? Amnesia. Forgetfulness. And he caused us to remember. And when he said, here's my blood and here's my body, he said, remember. Remember. I see the largest endeavors that will literally fortify the nation that it is done in. Endeavors that are the answers that scientists, scholars, theologians, business individuals of all different walks of life. Will listen to and say, I believe. The boundaries that have been built by religious laws, legalism, complimenting ourselves, building ourselves, holding on to traditions that God never established, will be overwhelmed by a memory, by the word of the prophets, by the word of the Lord, by the spoken word of God, just like everything was created. Scripture said that when God spoke, his creation was so profound, so evident, that he said no one can be in the world and deny that there is a God who created all things. You may choose to disbelieve, but that still doesn't make it go away in you. He entered into the darkness, and the darkness could not apprehend, couldn't hold it, couldn't stop it. You can't be stopped if you'll hear the word of the Lord today. What do you have to believe? I believe I remember. I remember what? Things I didn't know, I forgot. I remember. And the Holy Spirit, He will bring all the things that I have said, all the thoughts that I have shared with mankind. He will bring them to remembrance. And when you remember whose you are, you will remember who you are. He made you whole. Remember. Remember. We are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Remember. There's going to be a presentation of ideas, thoughts, revelations, not pushed out from something you created, but pushed out from something that has been exposed from you. Ideas, thoughts, revelations, spoken word, prophecy. Revelation is the forefront of the future. Revelation will be it. It will tear down religious barriers. It will stop wars. It will bring about the rest of Solomon, the rest God spoke about, the Sabbath of God. And they entered not in because of unbelief. They just wouldn't rest in me. Although the works were done before the foundations of the world. Rest in the Lord. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest unto your soul. For my burden is easy. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Learn of me, he said. Learn of me. 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 Remember. Stand with me for just a moment. Raise your hands this morning. Great God, we are so thankful. We pull upon the heavens of God, the kingdom of God. We seek it. For the kingdom of God is within us. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. We're this close. We're this tied. We're this connected. And whatever we release from this earth, literally heaven has responded already. It is done. There was a day the economy was so upside down many times when the prophet was in the earth and they were selling things you wouldn't even eat for outrageous prices. And in one day's time, because the word of the Lord came, that stuff they were selling for outrageous prices was thrown in the dumpster. We're coming into a time, and get prepared for it, it's going to happen. There's going to be such a surplus of things that you'll be able to buy things for half the price relatively that you pay today. But what does it matter? I've been young, I've been old, I yet to see the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Why does a figure determine our joy, our peace, or our ability? God said to the prophet, he said, famine's coming in the land. He said, all right. God said, go up to the brook of Cisron. I'll feed you there. You'll have room service, man. Night and day, room service. They'll come. They won't bother you. They won't be an irritant. They'll come down. They'll prepare. They'll clean up after you. They'll bring you more the next day. Drink by the brook. There's a season in that brook. There's a time. There's an event in that brook. In the water we've been drinking from, there's been a season. God said, it dried up. And he said, now I want you to go down to a woman in Zarephath and say to her, just remind her, I've already prepared her. I've already put it in her. I've already told her. She's just forgotten. She's too worried about her son and herself. She forgot. But you go down and you remind her. You tell her, I'm reminding you of the word of the Lord. It's going to be as it was supposed to be in the beginning. It's going to be exceeding abundant above all you know to ask or think. You're going to have to get close. The woman said, I got to get close. Bartimaeus said, I have to get close. The blind man said, I have to get close. The leopard said, I have to get close. I got to draw nigh to me. And you'll find how close I am to you. It's about to get pretty exciting. It's about to get amazingly elevating, exhilarating. Well, I finally decided to forgive. No, you didn't. You didn't decide anything. It's already been decided in you. You just remembered how forgiving you are. You just remember how kind you are. You just remember how much you love. You just remembered. So easy. Great God of heaven, Lord and Savior, Redeemer, King, Master, Mighty God, Lord of all that has ever been called Lord, King of all that could ever be called and crowned King. The Ancient One of Days, the Almighty, the Great Counselor, the Prince of Peace, He who wields the staff of righteousness, the reminder, the crowner of the glories given us because of who you are, how loving you are. We pull upon the heavens of our God and of his Christ, the kingdom within us. I remember. I remember. Prophesy with me. I remember. I remember. You created me. I remember you called out my name. Go this far. I remember when I was in the kingdom with you, in your mind. I remember when I was your thoughts. I remember when you forged me, framed me, purposed me. I remember every good thing you've given me. I remember who I am now because I remember whose I am. You created all things for your purpose. Your purpose is good. And for your pleasure is favor. So good. You created all things in your favor. I remember. I remember the word you've given me. I remember the counsel of your mind. I remember how well I am, how healthy I am, how whole I am. I remember how blessed I am, how prosperous I am, how established I am, how authoritative I am in the earth. I remember. Those whom God has anointed to build money will hunt you down and jump in your account. It will serve you like a servant, a well-minded, honorable servant. Those that have needs, your need is a seed from God. It's within you. God overwhelm your need as he did the woman. God overwhelm you. Remember. 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 Again, their king remembered, even when the prophet came in and said, you're going to die, get your house in order. He turned his face to the wall and he said, Lord, I remember. I remember. I served you. I was obedient. I remember. He remembered what God had told him to do. He stopped forgetting. He started remembering. God told the prophet before he could pass the breach the inner court. He said, go back and tell him he's got 15 more years because he remembered. I remember. I remember. It's like you say, I'm going to dig a well deep. And before you can go the depth that you wanted, just because you stuck the shovel in the ground and remembered a spring of water came out. I'll make springs in the desert. We'll build a road, and God says, I'll show you a road. I just wanted you to step into the desert. I wanted you to remember there's a road here. God said to Moses, there's a way through the sea that no one has seen before, but I'm going to cause you to remember. Raise your staff over. Remember. The sea will remember. It was created to part for you. There's a road in the middle of the sea. There's safe passage there. No one's going to do you harm. No one's going to smear your name. No one's going to bring you down. No one's going to collapse your kingdom. No one's going to siphon your resources. It is the Lord that causes you to prosper. It is the Lord that gives you. The Lord gives you. And He gives you increase. Father, we praise you. Let your word fall, Lord. Let your word fall on open ears. Ears to hear what the Spirit of God has to say today. And Father, we praise you. You are so God. So good. So present with us. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. Jesus. Pray with me, Lord. Mighty God, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your love. You're Lord of my life. I believe in your gift. I believe in salvation. I believe in your blood, the outpouring of your blood. I'm born again. I'm born of you. I'm born of the Spirit. I remember who you called me to be through Jesus Christ. I am now quickened. I am made alive. You're my Lord and my Savior. I confess with my mouth. It's true. I believe in my heart. You put it there. You are Lord to the glory of God. You're my Redeemer. I'm created by you, through you, and for you. I'm born again. The kingdom is open to me. Eternal life lives in me. It rules in me. I will live and never die. Jesus, in you, through you, by you, and to you. In your mighty name, I pray. God is as present with you as He is powerful. And He's all power and all might and all authority. He's God with us. Jesus. Having said that, what could possibly be against you? Everything has to work out for the good. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Because I dwell in the presence, the sanctuary of God forever. Jesus' name.